So I'm very lucky to be joined by AMA nominee Troy Kingi. Kia ora, Troy, how are you?
Good afternoon, guys. I'm really good. How are you?
So good. Thank you so much for agreeing to chat. It's just so special to celebrate all of these amazing nominations with you. You're nominated for Album of the Year, Single of the Year, and Best Rock Artist at this year's AMAs. How does it feel?
Oh, it's crazy. It's crazy. I actually said a few years ago, I felt like, especially when I got the Māori Artist twice in a row, like 2 years in a row, I was like, maybe I need to stop putting myself up because I felt a little bit guilty.
So it's somebody else's turn.
Yeah, I haven't been to the awards for a few years, so it's it's cool to know that people are still listening and to be acknowledged with nominations. So quite excited actually.
I mean, so deserved. Leatherman and the Mojave Green is your album that you put out last year, and it's just full stack to the brim with bangers. And I'm sure everybody by now will know about this 10-10-10 series that you're doing. You've won a lot of awards throughout your career, and you've been nominated for a lot of stuff, like you say. Does it still feel special when you get nominated for stuff?
Oh, for sure, for sure. Especially when you see the caliber of artists you're up against. It just makes you feel like you're part of the crew, you're part of the team, the cool guys.
You're in.
Yeah. It's always, I never take it for granted. And win or lose, it's just cool to be part of such an elite team.
It is sort of funny how these award shows work, though, because, I mean, the album came out in August last year, which is quite a while ago now, and with this whole series that you're doing of 10 albums from 10 different genres, you must be sort of already working on the 10th album in that series and it being quite a different creative space than you were when you were writing and releing Leatherman and the Mojave Green.
100%. I'm actually in the studio today. We just finished the last track.
Oh my gosh.
So, still a little bit of work to do, but we just recorded the last track today. So, my head is definitely a million miles away from the Mojave Desert. as soon as I listen to that album, it takes me straight back there.
Do you feel like you sort of look at it through a different lens now when you do revisit it?
For sure. But there'll be moments through the album where I know what time of the day it was. I just get super sad that I'm not there. It makes me want to go straight back there. But it's cool to have it captured, and it's going to be captured forever, in the album. So whether I ever make it back to the desert, I'm not sure. But I'm just happy that I have that album as proof that I actually was there at one point.
Cool. And now looking forward to the awards on Thursday. What are you excited for? Who are you excited to see perform?
I actually haven't read our call sheet, so I don't know who's performing. I'm performing. I'm doing a cameo on Anna Coddington's song. Honey Back. So I'm not actually sure who the other artists are. So
that's going to be an awesome crossover at the AMAs. Love that track.
Yeah, thank you.
Cool. It's so exciting. And I have to ask, if you win Album of the Year, are you going to announce the 10th album in the 10th genre in your speech?
I'll just tell you right now. So the album I'm working on now is album number 9.
Okay.
It's a hip-hop album I'm working on. I just had Tom Scott in the studio today.
Oh my gosh.
The last album is supposed to be at Abbey Road, like a big band. It's not actually big band this, but it will have a massive orchestra and it will have a big band, but it's not a big band music.
Right. But that's for the 10th album. The 9th album at the moment that you're working on is hip hop.
Yes.
Wow. With Tom Scott as well. That's a crazy crossover.
Well, he's on one track. And then there's 9 other artists on 9 other tracks.
Whoa! Oh my gosh, stacked with features. I feel like I'm in on a secret. Have you told anyone this yet?
I think I have.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay.
But, no, I'm not rapping. I can't rap for shit. So I'm kind of treating it like the Al Michaels Affair album they did with Black Thought, where the music is mine, and I might jump on here and there, but I'm not going to try and do what I can't do. Mm-hmm. I have to get actual people that know what they're doing to come in and kill it.
Mm. Oh my gosh, yeah. I'm so excited. Wow, right. That is so cool. But of course, we do have to be thinking about Leatherman and the Mojave Grand,
yes,
and put ourselves back in our rock socks to celebrate on Thursday. Congratulations on all your nominations.
Thank you.
We're going to listen to a track now. We're going to listen to Silicone Booby Trap, which is, of course, nominated for Single of the Year. Absolute banger.
Crazy.
Thank you so much for chatting, Troy.
Anytime. Thank you.
Have a good rest of your evening. Ka kite.
You too. Ka kite.
Absolute banger. This is Silicone Booby Trap from Troy Kingi, nominated for Single of the Year at the AMAs this year, happening on Thursday, the 30th? The 29th. Thank you so much, Troy, for chatting with me about your very exciting nominations. Troy's nominated for Album of the Year for his album Leatherman and the Mojave Green, which came out last year, as well as Best Rock Artist. It's been an absolute pleasure to have a kōrero and hear about some of the exciting stuff he's working on next. Can't wait to see who takes home all the prizes. I believe we're doing some coverage and there'll be a little recap for anyone who misses the awards on Friday Drive this week. So definitely tune in for that. Millie and Duva'a will be holding it down and chatting with all of the nominees and winners on the red carpet. You're on BFM. We're going to play some music. We've got some prizes to give away and another interview after the news at 6. Keep it locked.